Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. About 71% of Missouri's registered voters are expected to vote in the November 8th general election. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander says the prediction is a compilation from local election authority offices. If the 71% projection is met, more than 3 million votes will be cast. Meanwhile, Kander's office has announced a new website for voters. Jason Taylor reports.
The Missouri Voter Outreach Center is a page on the secretary's website which offers a variety of services for those casting ballots next Tuesday. By typing in their address, residents are taken to a page with information specific to where they live. It features a map of where the local polling place is along with its address, as well as the location and contact information of the local election authority. From that page, there are links to where voters can view candidates and measures that will appear on their ballots and more. Find a link to the Voter Outreach Center on our website, MissouriNet.com. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
The University of Missouri's next system president says he wants to build a better relationship between the school and state legislators. Dr. Moon Choi has been named the system's next top leader.
My job as assistant president is to advocate for resources that are needed to continue the rise of the UM system to become one of the top flagship research institutions in the country.
Some state legislators proposed deep budget cuts this year to the university in response to the way school leaders handled racial protests last fall on the Columbia campus. Meanwhile, the school has confirmed that 4 students have come down with the mumps. 5 other students are being tested for it. None of the students are living on campus. MU experienced 7 reported cases of mumps last school year. The university is advising anyone who suspects they might have the disease to call their doctor. The FBI has reportedly been called to Southeast Missouri's St. Genevieve County after a hunter found skeletal remains this week. Luke Turnbow reports.
Reports say it could be months before the remains that were found on Tuesday are identified, but it is possible the remains could be that of Lynn Messer. The 52-year-old woman had disappeared from her family farm near Bloomsdale on a July night in 2014 with no trace of her since the disappearance. Reports say the remains were found by a hunter who was preparing for deer season on the Messer farm near Route DD and Dry Fork Road just north of Bloomsdale. I'm Luke Turnbull for the Missouri Net.
A man fell through a motel ceiling today while resisting arrest by Joplin police. Authorities received a tip that 34-year-old Donald Loomis of Joplin was in the Motel 6. He was wanted on several warrants and hiding in the room's ductwork when a canine officer found him. You are listening to Missouri Net News.